Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I'm here to tell you about an awesome way for you to rub elbows with your favorite podcast host here on the Sports History Network, while at the same time rooting for your hometown team this upcoming NFL season. You've been hearing all about our partner, Tailgate Fantasy, the past few weeks. Well, dig on this. Tailgate created a special Sports History Network league for our listeners, so we can put the word fan back into fantasy football together. It's free to join, and if you do so before the season kicks off, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for a free t-shirt from one of our other partners, Home Field Apparel. It's a win-win-win! So hurry up today and head to sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate for all the details. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate.
The football history headlines of December 24th hold all kinds of little tidbits and stories from the NFL, the NCAA, and beyond as we cover the University of South Carolina's first football game ever, the birth of the Bullet, and the Browns nearly win the championship game in their first season in the NFL. It's all coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the football history headlines for December 24th. Yes, Christmas Eve Day. We have plenty of football news, and we'll get right at it as we start on December 24th, 1892, in Charleston, South Carolina. The University of South Carolina Gamecocks played the school's very first football game. The outcome, unfortunately for USC, was a loss to Furman. 0-44 was the score, according to the correspondence from the SC Athletic Department. December 24th, 1950, at Cleveland Municipal Stadium, the NFL Championship game is played as the Los Angeles Rams face the Cleveland Browns. This game had some extremely interesting storylines. The first one is that if you remember our December 16th edition of the Football History Headlines, we talked about how the Rams played their last game calling Cleveland their home city as they won a 1945 NFL championship there. I would venture to guess that there was some deep interest on one side of the fence or the other on a team that was returning a little bit over 5 years later to vie for another NFL title in the same stadium they once called home against a new team in Cleveland. The second interesting item of the game is that this was the very first season that the Cleveland Browns participated in the NFL. They had spent the prior four seasons as the best team in the All-America Football Conference, or AAFC. And in fact, they won all four championship games of the league's existence. At the end of the 1949 AAF season, the fledgling football conference disbanded but made an agreement with the NFL to absorb their three most successful franchises, so Cleveland, the Baltimore Colts, and the San Fran 49ers all joined the NFL for the 1950 season. The popularity of the Browns' success had probably healed any unrest the fans had once the Rams moved to the West Coast. The contest was evenly matched on the slick turf of the Cleveland Stadium. It all came down to Cleveland's final drive. There was 1:48 left in regulation, with LA up by a single point, and the game rested in the hands of veteran Browns signal caller Otto Graham. Using both his legs and short passing game, Graham engineered a drive down the field as the Rams defenders had to sit back due to slippery conditions. With 20 seconds remaining, Cleveland kicker Lou Groza nailed a 16-yard field goal to put the Browns up by two. The Rams gave everybody a scare on the kick return as Jerry Williams took the Groza kick and weaved through traffic to race 35 yards before Groza tackled him to secure the victory. The Cleveland Browns in the game went on to defeat the LA Rams 30-28 per the website story on goldenrankings.com. Cleveland's defense provided five interceptions of the Rams' offense, often regarded as one of the most prolific in league history to that point. Now let's take a quick break from our headlines and let me remind you, you can learn more about gridiron history on our website, pigskindispatch.com. And you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone who's here, is one of my podcasting partners from the sportshistorynetwork.com that has a message just for you.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
December 24th, 1961, Balboa Stadium in San Diego. The AFL Championship game took place as the San Diego Chargers entertained the Houston Oilers per the Medium.com website story. It was the second season in a row that the stout defense of San Diego would battle against the offensive juggernaut of the Oilers. Houston's high-flying offense was quite subdued by the Charger D for most of the contest. Houston's defenders were no slouch, though, in the contest as they sacked quarterback Jack Kemp six times and intercepted four of his throws. It was a rough game all around as 13 players were assisted off the field of play. The Oilers' Billy Cannon scored the game's only touchdown on a 35-yard pass play from George Blanda as the Oilers outlasted the Chargers with a score of 10-3. December 24, 1967. The NFL divisional rounds were played, and the Dallas Cowboys put a hurting on the Cleveland Browns 52-14 to advance on in the playoffs. ProFootballReference.com informs us that Dandy Don Meredith tossed two touchdown passes with 212 yards, but the Cowboys' ground game of Don Perkins and Greg Bainham with two touchdowns each powered the scoring for Dallas. December 24, 1967, the Green Bay Packers won their divisional playoff with the LA Rams 28-7. Travis Williams fueled the Packers scoring with his two rushing touchdowns and 88 yards that kept the Rams offense off of the field. Now let's talk about some Hall of Fame birthdays for December 24th, and we'll start off in the year 1871 in Holly, Pennsylvania. The University of Pennsylvania's end, Charlie Gilbert was born. The footballfoundation.org says that some folks called Gilbert the Miracle Man because he did so much with so little with his 5'9" frame that weighed 170 pounds. Charlie was an excellent blocker of larger men. Penn's coach George Woodruff devised a play called the Guard's Back, in which Gilbert would play guard with a few other linemen and would drop back into the backfield at the snap and run interference for ball carriers. Walter Camp named Charlie to his All-America team in three straight years from 1894 through 1896. The College Football Hall of Fame welcomed Charlie Gilbert into their group of legends in the year 1960. December 24th, 1921, Bluefield, Virginia. The University of Virginia's legendary halfback Bullet Bill Dudley celebrated his birth. Some so-called experts thought that Dudley was too small to play football at the collegiate ranks, as he weighed in at 150 pounds on a 5'10" frame per the NFF. Virginia's coach Frank Murray decided to give Bill a chance to prove all the recruiters wrong. What Dudley do was become the only player to win MVP honors in college, the armed forces, and the professional levels. During the 1941 season, Bullet Bill led the nation with 18 touchdowns, 134 points scored, a 6.2 rushing average per play, and 29 touchdowns. The National Football Foundation selected Bill Dudley into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1956. The Pittsburgh Steelers did not hesitate a second to pick Bill with the first pick in the 1942 draft of the NFL. In his nine pro seasons, he had 8,217 total yards and recorded 23 interceptions and played in three Pro Bowls. In fact, the Pro Football Hall says that Bill won a rare triple crown of awards in the NFL. He was the interception leader, the top rusher, and held the punt return title all in 1946. Bill Dudley found the door wide open for him to enter into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1966. We hope that everybody is going to have a safe and happy holidays this season. And don't fret, December 25th. We're not taking a day off. The football history headlines for December 25th will be back tomorrow. So we have a great schedule of stories lined up for you, because there's plenty of games that were played on Christmas Day throughout the years, and I think you're going to enjoy many of them. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Check at pigskindispatch.com or thesportshistorynetwork.com so you can find your favorite podcasts of this podcast or some of the other ones that have great sports history. And remember, some of the podcast providers, such as Apple, may have some delays. So if you don't see it there at your favorite podcast provider, make sure you check at pigskindispatch.com or at sportshistorynetwork.com, and every day's podcast will be there right when you expect it. So until tomorrow, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm looking out at the defense, and I got backers crowding the line. I'm going to call an audible and get on out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more Pigskin Dispatch. If you want to get contact us, we're at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We encourage you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and hit us up on the email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. See us on Twitter and Facebook, too, and subscribe to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.